So is there anything we could talk about? I don't even know.
I don't know. Maybe we won't do an After Dark this week. Maybe it's dead air. Maybe we'll do 20 minutes of just silence.
We could.
It'll be like a Yoko Ono After Dark.
Or we just do the
Yeah, we
her
can do
alleged
that.
singing.
Yes, we could do that, or we can go, we could just do like all the cool stuff that the Beatles did later in life. Like, I don't know.
Drugs.
I would love to. I always wanted to do a bump of cocaine. I don't know if my heart can take it now. I'm willing to take that risk, though.
Okay.
So,
Now
if
the
I
show has
only.
officially begun. After Dark 113.
If I only knew someone who sold that stuff.
Well, I think one of them are in Germany right now. But
Uh-oh.
I don't know if she's selling much.
Oh, no. Oh, you're terrible,
As
son.
the great poet Ice Cube once said, don't get high on your own supply.
Very smart man.
Right.
Are you a big hip hop man?
I was. There was a time where hip hop was hip, as it were. And there was a period of time where I listened to your NWAs and then all the side projects that they would do. So I have a lot of that lyrics rattling around in my head.
Oh boy.
And there might have been a road trip that we went on one time where there's video of me singing all of Fuck the Police. And not like muttering like like towards certain parts. It's like, no, I know all the words.
Wow, with motivation you were singing.
Oh yes.
I was never a hip hop guy. I don't know if
Uh-oh,
Rage
hang on.
Against the
I got a visitor. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hi. What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just missed a hug and a kiss.
I tried to give you them to you and you didn't want them.
Uh-oh.
Do you want them now?
No.
No?
Yes.
All right.
Just whoa.
Then hit the bricks.
You can't come back in to get one then later.
Yeah.
Now's your
I
chance. already gave him one. All I gave him was a hug and a
I don't
tickle.
get my five things.
No, you don't because you have your earphones on.
Come around here. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, you say goodnight to Todd.
Goodnight.
Good night, babe.
Good night.
Good night, Mamba.
Good night for real.
Good night for real. Good night for real, Todd.
Good night for real, Joe.
Yes. It's as though it's someone's scam to drag out bedtime even longer.
Wow, I can't believe April would do that. I think she'd try to fall asleep fast before you hit the sheets.
Oh, forget about it.
As you
That's a show we don't do.
daintily roll into bed.
Nothing dainty about anything. Not in this
Sack
house.
of potatoes.
Potatoes would be more graceful.
And less mashy.
Yes. So what the hell were we talking? Oh, so
Hip
you were
hop.
never into hip hop.
Unless Rage Against the Machine counts as hip hop,
No.
then I wasn't really into hip hop much.
I think I was the right age for it to be hitting during the MTV generation, but it was definitely a phase. And I would say by the time that like Snoop Dogg had a solo album, which would have been like 1994, I was out.
I was always already working for the man by 94.
Well, I was working for the man too, but you
No,
know.
you were. No, you were. You were living the. Were you backpacking across Europe around then,
Oh, yes.
under an alias?
No, I was doing other things under an alias like 90 days ago.
Oh my goodness!
Right.
Did you get the ankle bracelet off yet for
Well,
that? Shot.
which ankle bracelet are we talking about? The one that monitors my blood alcohol level? The one that. Which one are we talking about?
The one that if you say anything bad about old businesses, it gives you a shock.
No, no, no. It's been a tough couple days, too.
Uh-oh. Has it been?
Yes, it has.
As soon as the mics go quiet, I'll get all that information, and I'll send out my PayPal on a Twitter.
And you won't give two shakes about it.
I care that you have a bad day. Now, will I listen, you know, caringly to a good friend?
No.
And then as soon as it's done talking about it, it will go out of my brain, never to be thought of again?
Right.
About a 98% chance. And then, but I will check in. I'll be like, is everything all right? Like, tomorrow I'll see you. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, I did my duty. I did my duty.
It wasn't so much that I had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so that that things were happening and going on. And I'm like, no, I could just, like, take this shovel and dump a little dirt somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those times where it's like, I'm holding the shovel. Dirt's in the shovel. All I got to do is just, like, flick the wrist, you know?
Did you take the high ground today?
Not today. Today, not... actually. I sent out a real cryptic subtweet.
Is that the one I understand all the words?
Yes.
But not all the order you put them in?
Yes, and that's the first subtweet in a long time.
Right.
But...
Don't worry.
Let's go.
Oh boy, dirt time.
So it's Woo. Not so much dirt time. So
I love firing you up.
No, and see that's the thing. It's not like I'm fired up or anything. So this past weekend, the World Wrestling Entertainment on their award-winning network had a tournament in the UK. Where they crowned a UK champion something.
Okay.
And while this was going on, there was talk that they're going to do this in other countries, like they're going to do a Japan one, they're going to do a China one, they're going to do a this one and that one and so forth. So, after it happened, several of the competitors, specifically... your little purple flippy wrestlers.
Yep.
Sent out a tweet that was exactly the same. It was as though someone higher up emailed them all and said, tweet something like this out.
Okay.
And a couple of them, instead of putting it in their own words, just copy and pasted it.
Oh, so there was a lot of the same tweets floating around?
The same exact tweets. Like, word for word, hashtag for hashtag, from these guys. And somebody sent it to me, and I sent it out as an image that just said, you can edit these emails, guys.
Oh, boy.
Got a lot of retweets, got a lot of likes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I find it so funny is that I'm sure this is not the first time that the World Wrestling Entertainment has done it for shows on their award-winning network.
Mm-hmm.
But usually every Monday, if you follow any more than two Chikara people, you will see and have seen that same thing going on for years.
Oh, okay.
And there were very few of them, myself included, who would kind of take the spirit of what was supposed to be tweeted and put it in our own words.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't seem like I was just copy and pasting something out of an email that everybody else was sending out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that tweet, those tweets from the other people where they just copy and paste about the UK tournament comes out Sunday night. I send the thing that says, you know, guys, you could edit that email. Bunch of retweets, bunch of whatevers. Monday during Raw, the Chikara tweets come out, and it's 15 guys all sending out the same tweet. And I was going to send out a tweet that said, apparently you can't edit that email.
Oh, boy.
And I decided not to send that email. Oh, hello, I have another visitor. Aw.
Good night for real.
Good night for real. Did you want a drink?
No, thank you.
All right. Love you. Sorry.
That time it's real. That time.
Might get another run in.
What? Never.
Mm-hmm. So.
Don't make me use my Futurama quote.
Okay.
Have you thought about sitting down with your children and hitting them? It's my favorite. Actually, it's not my favorite. My favorite is Zoidberg when the stabbing robot Roberto has him held hostage, and he's like, and he tells the police, like, hey, everybody, like, don't come in here. I have hostages. And Zoidberg yells, yay, I'm helping. I always do that to my sister-in-law when I'm messing, like, things up for her on purpose.
Right.
Like, she'll be, like, cooking, like, Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll go up, like, early to drop stuff off, and I'll, like, move bowls around that she's trying to get at and, like, utensils. And when she yells at me, I yell, yay, I'm helping, and then leave because my work is done. But anyway.
Anyway. So I had that tweet ready to go, but I held back on it.
I prefer Fearless Joe. Just let them fly. As long as they're not coming in my direction.
No.
I like when you when you release the Kraken on people.
Yeah.
See, you got to remember, like, you're always like, oh, you're not firing me up, Todd, and this. And that. You have to remember, the reality in my head and the reality in the world are two different things.
That's true.
And I prefer the one in my head. So. A lot of times when you correct me, you're not really correcting me because it's always going to be the way I see it in my head, and that's the way I like it. But what are you going to do?
Nothing.
If I changed, you'd be so sad.
Yes. But, yeah, nothing going on with you?
No. Other than saving some money on my phone plan, the fancy gentleman was helping me today.
Oh, I saw that tweet that once a decade, he's right.
Yeah, I got 2 extra gigs for $5 less.
Now, are you talking about, like, gigs with, like, your band? Or did he give you, like, a couple extra things to tape to your fingertips when you have your match with the Sheik in Detroit?
I don't know what any of that means.
All right.
I'm trying to get away from wrestling, remember?
Somebody does.
Somebody does?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there knows what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people know what we're talking about.
Okay.
At least what
as
I'm
long as
about.
Somebody does.
So are you still with Verizon or are you with someone else?
I'm with Verizon.
Right.
What?
I don't want to... Listen, Todd, I don't want to burst your bubble.
Oh, my God. Let me guess. You had bad customer experience with Verizon.
I have Verizon. We have Verizon as our plan. We've never been happier with Verizon. I think they're a great cell phone provider. Not a sponsor of this show.
But they should be.
They should be.
Oh, remind me to tell you about that, too.
Let's just say what the fancy gentleman did for you,
mm-hmm.
I also could have done for you.
Yes, I know. But...
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. He just goes, because he works there. He's like, the new plans are out today. I'll check for you. This is what you can do. And he switches it over. It's nice to be like, oh, well, I could check every 2 weeks. You could check every 2 weeks. But because he's on the ball, he just goes, new plans. I'll check and see if I can save you some money.
He's on the ball?
What?
I said he's on the ball?
Yes.
The new plans have been out since... At least according to my bill, since October.
No.
Yes.
No. Do not badmouth the fancy gentleman.
Because that's when my bill dropped by $10 a month, and I got 2 more gigs of memory. And you know how I did it?
How?
I went onto the computer to pay my bill, and it said, do you want to change your plan? There's new plans in effect.
I see. Well, there's the difference right there. I use stamps and mail. Okay? I don't go on your stupid
computer. I had an incident with some stamps and some mail today that I'd rather not talk about.
Uh-oh.
That was the off mic conversation from before.
Okay.
Why you got a PayPal invoice of $3.75.
Oh, goody. Yeah, but you know what? That's all profit.
Right, that's true.
That's all, I guess. I don't know.
That legitimately goes right up your nose.
Yeah, Smarties. I grind up Smarties. Mm-hmm.
Did you know they have giant Smarties?
They should have all 32 football team Smarties.
Mm-hmm.
Should have, you know, Saints Smarties and Eagles Smarties. See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you thoroughly enjoyed it.
Football's still a thing, huh?
Yep, we got one more week, then the Pro Bowl.
Oh, well.
And then, oh, the Pro Bowl. That's the bet I should have had you come out for, the Pro Bowl. There's nothing better than just, you know, 11 men on each side of the ball just playing tickle ball out there because nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody diving for it. It's fantastic.
Well, football's a work anyway, so nobody's getting hurt anyway.
That's right. It's a work.
That's right.
I'm not biting anymore.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't we have any other stuff to discuss? I know you said that Fancy Gentleman saved you all that money.
Yeah, all that Geico money.
That's right. With all the connections that he has.
Yeah.
Both hey, listen. Ether and Ethernets.
Yes. You are so... Wow. Try to get some heat with the Fancy Gentleman.
When you're that fancy, you need to be taken down a peg or two.
Hey, his stuff is he has got some fine watches and Azrael posters. He's got the finest Azrael collection that I've ever seen.
Finest or only?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
All right.
So is it good night for real this time now?
That could be our sign off. Good night for real.
Yeah, that's what after I'm for dark. That's what I'm thinking it's gonna be.
Yeah, I think this is good enough. This is just spinning our wheels.
That's right. So it's good night for real this time.
Right, everyone, thank you for listening to episode 113 of Longbox Heroes After Dark, soon to be namednetwork.com, soon to be namednetwork.tumblr.com. And good night for real.